almost.
Yeah, and if you slipped and caught yourself, you say, this is a dangerous place. I didn't quite fall, but I...
Almost.
Somebody's waiting for you to get ready, and they say, will you be ready soon? And you say, I'll be with you in...
A minute.
Mm-hmm. You know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance. So you ask somebody how...
Do I get...
No, you know you're on the road.
Oh, yeah.
The distance. You don't know.
How far?
Mm-hmm. If you're pointing out something nearby, you just want somebody to turn their head, you say...
Look over there.
Mm-hmm. If you agree with a friend who says, I'm not going to do that, you might say... Blank am I, or me blank.
Me too, or...
No, he's not going to do it, and you say me.
I agree with him,
mm-hmm.
and he says he's not going to.
Blank am I.
Neither am I.
Mm-hmm. And this is parts of the body, this is just the pronunciation. This part of your head is your...
Forehead.
And this stuff is...
Hair.
Not a man, this is...
A beard.
And this is your...
Earlobe.
Well,
or
whole,
ear.
And which one?
Left.
Say the whole thing.
Left ear.
And this is your...
Right ear.
Okay, and this is your...
Mouth.
Mm-hmm. This is your...
Neck.
And the part you swallow through.
Your throat.
And the this thing that sticks out in the front.
Adam's apple.
Does the word goozle mean anything to you?
No.
Okay.
Never heard
of it. Let's see. You go have the dentist look at your...
Teeth.
And he has to fill one...
Tooth.
Uh-huh. The flesh around the teeth.
With your gums.
This part of your hand.
Palm.
He got mad and doubled up both.
Fists.
And he shook his
fist.
And any place where you bend, elbow, knee, wrist. Old people get
joint.
Stiff.
Pardon? Joint.
Mm-hmm. The upper part of a man's body is his...
Torso or chest.
Mm-hmm. And he has broad...
Shoulders.
That you have one...
Hand.
And two...
Hands.
And the pain ran all the way up his...
Leg.
And this is a...
Foot.
And you have two...
Feet.
Yes, and... The front part of your leg that's tender is
shin.
Okay. If you get down like this, you're getting down on your...
Knees.
You're not on your knees, though.
You're squatting.
But you're down on your...
Haunches.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that called hunkers?
No.
Did you ever hear hunker down?
No.
Okay. Let's see. If somebody's been sick for a while, he still looks a little bit...
Pale.
Or...
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, pale's all right. I just wanted to see if there was anything else. If a man who can lift heavy weights, he's big and...
Muscular?
Or...
strong.
All right. Would you ever say stout to mean strong?
Not to mean strong.
What would it mean?
It means he was heavy looking. He was...
What's the word?
Stout.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Somebody who's very easy to get along with, you would say he's...
Easy to get along with.
If he always has a smile on his face, never loses his temper.
I'm sure there's another word, but I can't think of what it is.
Okay, we'll pass that. A teenager who can't walk through a room without falling all over the furniture and dropping things. He's very...
Clumsy.
Okay. A person who kept doing things that didn't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain...
A noun?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Would you ever call anybody a fool?
Oh, yeah. But I was thinking of the word crazy or something to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything about the word fool that you object to?
No.
Would you say it?
Fool.
Okay. Some people won't use the word.
Yeah.
Let's see. If a person would never spend a cent, you'd say he's a...